We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
The sap is running as we enter Maple Weekend, coming to Western New York the next two weekends. Joining us to get a little bit of a taste, a preview, if you will, with Dean Weber of Weber's Maple Farm in West Falls. Dean, how are things this morning?
We're doing very well. The sun's shining. It's hopefully going to warm up a little bit, and we make some sap today.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about that. It's been kind of an off, I think, weather season for you, because it if memory serves, you ideally want 20-degree nights, 40-degree days. How has the weather this year impacted sap production?
We're not going to say it's going to hurt it much. We're just saying it's being delayed. We've all made some syrup at this point, but we're in the heart of the season right now. You get them cold spells and you get the warm spells. That's what we're looking for. It's going to start warming up shortly soon, and we'll be in full production probably right during Maple Weekend. It's going to be a perfect time.
Yeah, I was going to say that, of course, the end of it all is when the trees start budding out. So, in essence, the weather has sort of helped extend things, then, you're saying.
That's for certain. This year, we're definitely going to be running later into the season. And the way that it's going right now, the sap has been fantastic. The syrup has been delicious. So, right now, we're not complaining at all. A little long on the winter, but we can take the, drag it out spring.
Absolutely. And what about the ratio? Has that changed any from how many gallons of sap you have to collect to produce so many gallons of syrup?
Well, this year, actually, being that it's been a lot colder is what we're assuming, our syrup is actually coming out a little sweet. Our sap's coming out a little sweeter this year. So we're making more gallons of syrup as compared to gallons of sap that we collect.
And for you at Weber's Maple Farm in West Falls, Dean, you use the newfangled equipment, or you still do it old school?
We're using pretty modern technology. We're trying to keep the our emissions down, so we're making sure we're as efficient as possible.
And you're a little far out of my region, because we have a number of places in Orleans and Niagara County, where I'm from, where you can also participate in Maple Weekend, as you can throughout all of Western New York. How many products do you actually make from the sap that you gather?
Oh, we probably make 15 to 20 different products, anywhere from obviously the syrup with all the four different grades to maple cotton, maple cream, maple-coated peanuts, pretty much anything we can think of, maple-covered popcorn. There's a lot of things you can make with the maple syrup.
And for those who don't know, whereabouts are you in West Falls?
We're right on Route 240, so if anybody's familiar with going to Kissing Bridge, you drive right past us. We're right off to 219, so we're actually fairly close to the South Towns.
And for those who need the information, it's the next two weekends, March 23rd and 24th, also the 30th and 31st, and the times, 10 a.m. till 4 p.m. Now, do you, at your place, have any other activities for people to check out while they're watching you do your work?
Well, obviously, we're going to be in the process of making syrup, so you can see us right from the time we bring the sap in right to the point where it's actually coming out as syrup. So that's a pretty big event there. The sights and the smells are just incredible. On top of that, we'll have samples of everything that we produce that's free. Just come on, try the samples, see what you think of it. If you've never had it, what a perfect time to do it. And then we have a little kids' craft corner for the kids. If they're getting a little bored, they can make a couple crafts while they're there and enjoy themselves with some maple products and stuff like that.
And, Dean, for the from the time that you've been doing this, obviously kind of a labor of love in a way, but also a big moneymaker for you too, I would imagine.
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely a portion of our business. We definitely rely on Maple Weekend and the sales of our product. It is a labor of love. There's a lot more work involved than the profit margin. But to actually make a product from the tree like that, an all-natural product, is incredible. It's a lot of fun. Once you do it, you get hooked into it.
Yeah, and I would imagine it's the same experience that I have in the places that I go to, but the people like yourselves who do this, the production of the sap into syrup, kind of enjoy imparting the knowledge of how this came to be passed down from the Native Americans, I would imagine, to everybody that stops by and asks.
That's correct. I mean, it's one of the oldest traditions going for farming. And like I said, it's not much changed since the early time when you're drilling a hole into a tree and you're pulling out the sap and you're boiling it down. Use it in an evaporator, or in the early times they were heating up hot rocks. You're just still doing the same process, just we're trying to do it a little more efficiently.
And talk a little bit about Maple Weekend itself. It's a relatively recent event. I mean, 22nd year for it. But back before that time, I would imagine you were still involved in the production somewhat. How have things changed now that everybody across the state has kind of gotten together on this, especially in Western New York?
It's kind of a neat realization. People in Western New York, I guess they didn't realize how fortunate they were to be in a very small region of the world that makes maple syrup. Maple trees are not everywhere in the world, and we just assume that they are. Once they go and see that and see that we are the unique area, and then they watch how it's produced, they really get involved, and it's a kind of a connection to nature that people are kind of missing. And once they find that they do this, it becomes an annual event for them. You know, they plan for an hour to go see a sugar house. Next thing you know, it's, 6 hours later, and they've been in three or four different sugar houses in that day.
And, Dean, I wanted to ask you this, too, in terms of the weather. Does that have any impact on the grade, so to speak? Because memory serves, you can go from a light amber to a darker colored syrup, too, right?
Yeah, the grade of the syrup actually goes with the color, also as the flavor. But the weather does play a little pattern in it, but also sometimes it doesn't. You got to remember, just like any other crop, we grow a crop in our soil. If you grow a tomato, your tomato's grown that season. The difference with maple is that tree is a minimum of 40 years old. So we could be getting sugar out of that tree that was produced either last year or maybe 15 years ago. So that's some of the color gradient could also be coming from that too. But it's a neat process how you're gathering the sap, and as it comes in, you don't know what you're going to get for color grade until you've actually produced it into syrup and you put it into your color chart.
Oh, good thing that I did not know. Well, Dean, always a pleasure talking Maple Weekend, and it was fun talking to you here today, and I hope things go well for you.
Thank you very much, and if you want to look into it, it's mapleweekend.com, and that can find all the different sugar houses. There's over 50 in Western New York to come take a look at, so go to mapleweekend.com and take a look and find a place near you.
Mark of a good salesman. He knows how to finish the deal. Dean Weber of Weber's Maple Farm in West Falls, and Maple Weekend, indeed, is coming up the next two weekends. MapleWeekend.com for more information. But you have a number of pancake breakfasts, too, by the way, that are associated with this event over the next 2 weeks. And there may very well be one near you that you can check out. 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. each of the next two weekend days, Saturday and Sunday.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.